Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Come on, feet.
Every Tuesday.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hello, hello, hello. XOXO. You know what it is. It's the best 2 hours of your day with PD Radio. And who am I, you say? Well, I'm your host, your lady, the one who makes you smile. I am Miss PD. And who's rocking with me, you say? It's your man, the sole producer who makes the show worthwhile. He is my co-host, Black. Hey, Black, what's up?
What's going on, baby girl? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing
poor
good.
Poor question. I'm glad you're doing good, because I'm not. Guys.
What's going on? Talk to me.
This TD is about to crash. I'm talking no sleep, and I am feeling it like you wouldn't believe. But I'm here. The show must go on. Now, if I crash during the middle of the show, I apologize for him. My apologies to people.
Don't worry. If you crash, the laugh will
you
still
got me?
Go on.
I hate you.
The show must go on, baby.
Always. That's why I have you as my backup. So
yeah,
if I crash, you
down.
Got me. You already know. I want to start out
know.
By giving love. Don't be cutting me off. See,
what?
You already violating for the evening, Black.
My bad.
You know, I'm going to have to reprimand you after the show. You know. I'm sorry, guys. I want to give love to last week's guest, Miss Asia, for calling in to discuss being a finalist with her song, No Poison, and the Shout Down to Drugs competition. The voting ended yesterday, and we're anxious to see how she made out. She was a great guest to have on. She was very smart, very grounded, very talented. And we wish all success for Miss Asia. But
That's right.
Tonight we have an awesome guest. We welcome R&B and pop entertainer from Louisiana, making a major, major buzz, Mr. Rinaldo Price. He will be joining us in the second half of the show, so you definitely want to stick around and hear what he is all about. And to all of his fans out there listening, feel free to call up and ask some questions during his interview at 646-478-3599. And don't forget to press 1. And in the meantime and in between time, y'all know how we do. We give you that throwback music that your soul's been missing. But you know what, Black?
What's
honestly,
up?
I don't know what they call music today. I really don't. Because, you know, even back in the day when they talked about love and getting with a woman, it was done so classy that you couldn't even be offended. You know what I mean? But, I mean, because back in the day they had their, you know, nasty records too, but it was done so classy, it wasn't just out and out offensive. But today, let a man say bands and make her dance and dice pineapples and they shaking their asses and eating it up. Like, they're not even being degraded. Like, do you realize what they're saying to you? But you know, anywho, that's their prerogative. But here on PD Radio, we're bringing the classics, and that's never outdated. We already kicked off the show with Heartbreak Hotel and Been Around the World by Lisa Stansfield. Been around the world and I. That was the song. Excuse my singing, y'all. I swear I can sing. I really can't, but I'll try.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's that woman right there.
They gave her a
We're
lot
gonna
of
get
love.
Into some. Yeah, that's true. We're gonna get into some more classics in just a bit, but first, you know what we gotta do? We haven't done it in a few weeks. It's celebrity birthday shout out time. You ready, Black?
Go ahead, give me the rundown and tell me what you got.
Here's the rundown for you. First up on the roster, retired Chicago Bulls MVP Michael Jordan turns 50 years old this week. NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown, 77. Actor John Travolta, 59. The chief of West Coast rap, Dr. Dre, 48. Yeah, Dr. Dre, 48. Damn near 50.
I'm surfing. You already done stunned me with Jim Brown. Dang.
Really? 77 he is, that's right. Wheel of Fortune Vanna White, she's 56. Rapper Joe Santana, he's 30. Singer Seal, whose famous song is Kiss from a Rose, 49. Rihanna, still a little baby, 24. Former NBA forward Charles Barkley, 49. Supermodel Cindy Crawford, 46. Legendary actor Sidney Poitier, 85. He's 85. Wow. Go ahead, Sidney. Lovely actress Drew Barrymore, 37. Former NBA forward and Hall of Famer Julius Dr. J. Irving is 62. He has a commercial. commercial out too for something I saw yesterday. He
looks
good.
Looking good too. Yeah,
he looks great. Yeah. Boxer Floyd Mayweather, 35. And I want to give a very, 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 very special loving birthday shout out to the voice of TV Radio. You hear his voice on the intro and the outro every week and in between. Give it up for Just Infamous. Happy birthday to you guys.
Right.
Happy birthday. And happy
Mr.
birthday
Infamous.
To everyone. Mr. Infamous. And we have a special birthday salute to you guys from Beyonce. One here. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
PD Radio.
Only. And that was from Miss Beyonce for all our celebrity birthdays. Yeah. Wasn't that nice of her? To come
Miss
on
Petey,
and do that
you just care. You just care, Miss Petey.
I do. I care so much. I'm just, you know, that I'm just that lady.
you need like a infomercial or something with some slippers
do
and
I?
A couple small mini
really?
Dogs running around just giving love. That's what you
in
need.
In a field of daisies.
I don't know. You...
Running in the sun, hair flowing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I'm just playing. Sight.
Wow. Okay.
My bad.
Okay. I got you, Black. Mm-hmm. You know I'm good at payback, so whatever.
Uh-huh.
We're going to keep it rolling. Yeah, I want to give some more shout-outs right now.
Yes, indeed.
Because these people, they're celebrities in my world. So I want to give very special shout-outs right now to LaVann Collins, Valencia, Lady G, Al King, our boy Just Infamous, who we just gave the celebrity birthday shout out to.
That's right, big Rochelle
Infamous. Rochelle Brown. Infamous Dre.
That's right.
Rochelle Brown. Eargasm. Tracy Farrell of Kazi FM in Texas. Sharon from Philly. Tony Stills. Go Getta. Mr. Shaw. Lynn Storm. Turquoise. And last but not least, Six Man Artist Excel the Kid, because, you know, he said, I'm his favorite. Radio. Now, how sweet is that? Let's give it up for Excel the Kid.
Damn.
He gets a special applause because he says I'm his favorite radio host. You know, how sweet is that, though? Whether
hey.
He meant it or not, he said it. So, you know.
Miss PD is most wanted. You know how, I know how you get down.
It's not my fault. I got to blame Carlotta. Carlotta and Norris Bell for that. But I also want to give a shout out to the whole Six Man Radio team who was killing the competition as only we can, with our listening audience right now being over 420,000. Did y'all hear what I said? Over 420,000. That's right. That's how Six Man Radio is doing it. I want to give love.
Baby.
It's coming. It's coming, Black. You already know, especially Bad Seed and Nadine. So we got to give them love from the top because their show is just killing it. Last weekend, their show with Sticky Fingers got over 42,000 listens, basically overnight. 42,000. Crazy. I mean,
hey, ain't
nobody topping that.
Nah.
Everybody got time for that. And their numbers are still climbing.
That's all I'm saying. Get it done. You need somebody, you contact Bad Seed. And I'm putting it out right now, baby. I need you to get Red Man, the Funk Doctor, on, baby, because that's my man. I need you to hook that up for me. So
that's
just throwing
right.
that jewel out there for you. Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Six Man is doing it. You know, they trying to mess with us, but... Man, it can't come close. But like I said, their numbers are still climbing. Last week's show has 42,000 listeners. That's crazy. So big ups, much love to Six Man Radio with Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle every Saturday night, 7:30 to 9:30. Tune in every week. Shout out to the other hosts on Six Man Radio, Colby, Jasmine, Cobra, GMS, and Chase. I'm sorry, Summer News. I'm trying to get it together. You know, Six Man provides the best every single night of the week because we just badass like that. Don't hate. Don't hate.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We ain't going nowhere. Get used to it. What's up, Black? I think we need to get into some more music.
Oh, most definitely. Let's do it.
Hmm? I thought you had a violation, though.
I do. And I also want to give big ups because I do have a violation, but it might not be a violation, but we're going to debate that. But I do want to give big ups to, I was put onto a hot video today by Miss Tasha, and her video was crazy. The name of the video is called Do It On My Own. Make sure y'all check that out on YouTube. It's hot. So just want to put that out there. And we're going to go into the violation when we come back, though. So, let's get into some music.
Gotcha. Back to the music.
Back to the music.
PD Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, my PD listeners. This is Miss PD, your host of PD Radio, and I want to thank you all tremendously for tuning in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and keeping us on lock. We do this for you, and you help us shine. PDRadio.site40.net.
PD Radio.
From Kentucky.
What's going on, Kentucky?
What's going
on? Hey, honey,
on,
bunny.
People? How you feeling? I'm feeling good. Y'all are straight clowning tonight. I am jamming to the song I'm over here writing, right?
See, that's what I want to hear. Oh, you getting your writing on while you listening to this show?
Yeah, getting a good playlist together. Y'all know y'all have to be
That's what we do. That's what we do. You over there multitasking like a mug. So you got something new coming out?
I'm working on something. I'm working on something. I'm just going to say it like that.
Right now, you guys on the live, we have Miss Valencia, and she has been a past guest on the show. She has written a book, poetry book called Timeless Clock. It's on Amazon. You guys need to go on Amazon and get that because she's just that good. My girl, Valencia.
Yeah,
give it up for Valencia.
I had to come on the show tonight and show love. I am just amazed. Every time I try to get on there, of course, I get distracted and phone calls and everything like that. But I had to come on there. And by the way, I know I'm a couple of weeks late. I just want to shout out and say I'm waiting for that good singing track from a certain somebody.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Yeah, I heard your vocals. I'm going to put it on blast right now. You know, anybody forgot or didn't catch that show, Miss PD got vocals over there, so she needs to go ahead and put that out there.
Uh-oh.
Stop it. There's no vocals going over here. Yeah, I sing to my own tune, trust me. But I don't know, I got the soul producer over here. He might be able to hook me up a little something, you know. I'll be that studio voice.
Don't worry,
I can't sing live, though.
I can always swing you up, you know that. Valencia,
all you can do
it
with
you.
Me, Valencia.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Now, everybody know that, you know, Lay's just came out with the new chicken waffles potato chips. I don't know how to feel about this. I'm like, okay, now if I were to come out with a potato chip called bland chicken and potato salad, would people take me the right way? So how do you feel about that? You know,
you said
that,
bland chicken and potato salad. I'm just
saying. Does it strike a nerve with you?
I'm gonna say it like this.
Talk.
It ain't nothing nice, but get the fuck out of here. That's just for real.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get the hell out
right.
of here. You might as well come out with a chip called Dirty South Chitlin Flavor. Come on now.
Exactly.
You know what? That's going to be next. Somebody going to do that. They want them chitlin chips.
Right. Here's my problem.
Chitlin chips is coming out. Y'all already hear first on PD Radio. Chitlin chips coming soon.
Don't promote
Black,
that.
We need to market that. We need to corner that market. The chicken.
No,
chicken.
No, we don't.
Yes, we
no,
do.
We don't.
No,
we don't need to do that. But see, here's my problem. I want people to call up, and I just want to hear how you feel. Why is it so easy for these companies to come out and kind of really blatantly disrespect us with these products?
What it is I feel like what it is, honestly, they're trying to, I don't know, promote to the black market and trying to get that in there. So they're thinking if they come out with something next thing, they're going to be talking about some Kentucky Fried Chicken chips. No, it ain't working. They're trying to appeal to the black nature, and maybe they feel like the sales ain't up. I don't know.
Right, and you see they're saying it's for a limited time only, so they just testing it out to see how we're going to accept it. But you know what really trips me out? I'm watching people talking about how good they are.
Exactly.
Are you for real? Like, I don't even want to try them. I have no desire to try them. I don't even want to know.
Right. The name messes
it's
it
the
up.
Name.
Because, yeah.
No, the name, the name alone just not happening.
Right, if you go into a store and you walk by the chicken and waffle chips and you got, you know, people walking by you, you're going to be like, I'm not picking that up while these people are looking at me, you know what I'm saying? You're going to take
right.
that midnight
exactly.
run, 2 in the morning and get your chips with nobody in line.
Let me tell you something. I'm a big fan of watermelon. I love watermelon. I can eat it all year. But it's kind of funny because we had that, you know, black people like watermelon, black people like fried chicken. So I'm kind of funny even when I'm buying watermelon to this day because I don't want people looking at me like, mm-hmm, you know they like that watermelon.
There's no way
I'm picking up no bag of chips that says chicken and waffles. There's no way.
What if it said watermelon?
Right. I'm going, you know what?
Right.
I don't know, I might have to break
that.
Down.
Uh-oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea right there.
I might have to take my hat, you know, cock it 8 through 12, go in there incognito, you know, and get that. I'm just saying. There's
y'all
no way.
Water right there. She put
then
it
again,
out there.
What can you get? If it tastes good, you
y'all
pick it up, you buy it. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? So
they're going to promote it for free. They're going to give people free samples. And
of course.
Oh, yeah.
They like that. It's a limited time. See how it sells. And then they might bring it back every season or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
if people don't buy it, they're not going to bring it out. To me, like you said, Blake, it's disrespectful to me. To me, that's just disrespectful. Now y'all trying to take something and market it in a big way when it's not even worth that.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, on Twitter right now we have Lady G. She has just said that Lay's also has the flavors bacon and cheddar potato skins and buffalo wings with ranch chips. She said she saw them in Walmart and was like, wow. Lay's is really tripping.
They're really trying. They might be going out of business.
They trying way too hard. That's crazy. Shout out to Lady G for tweeting
that. They got
that
new cereal coming out, too. Neck Bone Crunch is coming out.
You know what? I can't.
The bone in it.
Right? They're going to have sugary bones
in
the
box. I can't.
They said everything. All you have left in the bone is bones.
Exactly. I got another one for you, too. I got another possible violation. And I want to hear how you ladies feel about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm a big Layla Ali fan. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as a man, how would you feel not to be able to, you know, flex your chest every now and again knowing your wife can knock you the hell out? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
That's a violation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a violation. It's just like a guy that spends too much time in the mirror with his hair. You can't do that. I cannot have that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't have no man with me that can't. I can pick him up, but he can't pick me up. Well, that's not going to happen. We can't be going to the gym talking about, come on, baby, let's flex. No, I'm not picking up 150. That's all you, honey.
Yeah, you something like, you know, wife come home, she pissing you off. You're like, well, I say God. And you just stop. And
well,
you got to stop.
She,
be like, okay, hold on.
That
hole in the wall.
That's why a woman like that, she has to have a man that's just as bad as she is, point blank. She can't be with just any man.
Need to marry Tyson.
So, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Blake, let me ask you now. I know this, but let me ask you.
What's going on?
Is there such thing as, okay, like, for example, you said with the whole muscle thing. Now, would that intimidate you from being a man?
No, see, she's not muscular. She's not muscular or anything like that. You know what I mean? But she will knock you like out. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not saying that you're weak and not black, but I'm pretty sure she might be able to whoop your ass, though. So, I mean.
Hey. I mean, that's like a guy
so,
say, okay, I'm going to mess with Serena.
Would that intimidate you from dating her, Black?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all. No.
I don't know now. Come on,
no,
now,
that's
being
just
honest.
Me.
Most females, they're going to talk to a dude that could put them in their place and be like, you know what?
Pretty
I'm
going to
shut up
because
I ain't have nothing else to say. You do that to somebody like Layla Ali.
Hey.
You do that and sit there and see if she just shut up.
As long as you get the first kidney punch in, you might have a chance.
Y'all
that's
killing
all I'm
me.
Saying.
But,
you
need to get the first punch in.
Wait, what you say get the first punch?
You gotta get
that
the,
don't mean
first,
nothing.
You got to go to
she
the
coming back full force. Ooh.
Right, you might do that and be like, oh,
that
man, baby, I'm so
sorry. That
first
going to piss her off. It's just going to piss her off. She's like, no,
she
gonna
do
no didn't.
Kick that off. Oh, okay, so you want to fight now, huh?
Right.
You
want to go there, right. Exactly.
You're going to be sitting there
talking
about, baby,
I'm sorry,
it was a reflex. I have a bad arm. You know, it's twitches.
I'm quite sure she won't knock him out unless he tries.
No, be for real, Black.
You know what I'm saying?
If you saw a beautiful woman and you found out, you know, she was a boxer, she really gets it in, you would still approach her. You would still want to date her.
Hell yeah, I would. I'd be up in the club talking all kinds of shit.
There you go. That's what I was like,
what y'all going to do? What you going to do? Got my wife right here. What you going to do?
What if y'all out somewhere and somebody, you know, starting some shit or whatever, and she just totally take them down? It's going to make you feel like less of a man. Be like, the hell?
No,
can she handle that situation?
I'm like, this is how we roll. This is how the Davis household
roll.
You right
know
here.
What? I'm not even messing
I hear
with
you.
You.
I'm just going to
say that. You straight lying right
you
now. You straight lying right now.
It,
nah.
I'm going to step back.
I don't see that.
I'm going to step back.
Nah, I don't see it either, V. He's straight lying right now.
I don't
take
see
care
that.
Of me, boo-boo.
Prime example.
Do you, boo-boo?
Prime example. My uncle has taught me to work on cars. Now, let a guy come to me. Who works on your car? I do. My uncle taught me. Oh, yes, you just don't need no man. Hold on. So you just ain't going
to
just like.
What
does that have to do with anything? Okay, so you take her to the club to fight your battles because that's what you're basically doing. So it's going to be a thing of what are you there for? She's going to be asking you, I mean, what can you do for me?
You can change my oil tomorrow.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
He's going to pull up tomorrow, V, so you can give him an oil change. I'm done. I'm done.
If your lady is elite at something and she does something better than you, maybe she can fix electronics or whatever, step the hell back. Let her do it.
But you know what? I think a lot of times, though, if you take a man to men, that's how they show their strength. And if you take that away from them, they feel like, what can I contribute here? And you're not going to feel like a man. I just don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Even if a woman makes more than a man, you still have to make that man feel like he's head of the household. He still has to be head of the household because this is not going to work.
Exactly.
That's just the way we're set up. You can't take that from him.
You're
not tripping.
I make more than you, but I'm hungry. Go, you pay.
Right.
I don't care if you work in McDonald's. It's on you.
Look. Hey, V, look, you be like, you know, baby, I'll slip you the money under the table, but you pay for it.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
He is going to feel inadequate. When he open up that check and see $100, oh, baby, you know what? All I bought was 50 with me. Be like, don't worry, baby, I got it. I'll slide that up under the table for you.
Be like, slide under the table, hand it to him, and then he can, you know, pay the bill. So he's still doing it. You know?
See, we have to have a talk about this whole masculine role thing and what's expected and all that other good stuff. We gotta break this down for the people because, you know, a lot of us getting it mixed up. So.
Yeah. Well, right now, V, we want to thank you for calling up and chopping it up with us. Thank you so much for all your support. You on Twitter supporting us. We see you. Thank you so much. How's that Obama pillow holding up for you?
Oh, it's holding up. It still can't nobody touch it. Can't nobody touch it.
Y'all go ahead and
go ahead and visit the site, poeticdesigns.net, and get your pillow in, get your order in. She does baskets, all that. Get it in.
Aww. Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I need that semi-synthetic. That's all I'm saying. So I'm going to hit you up on that. We're going to work that out.
You stupid. V got to be on the track with me when we do it. She
got
to do the spoken word, and I'll do the fake singing, and Black won't produce it all. So we're going to work that out.
We're going to work it out.
You guys, make sure you check out Valencia's book, Timeless Clock, on Amazon. Valencia Poindexter, check her out, you guys. She's an awesome writer. You got to check her out. V, thank you so much for calling in. We got our special guest coming up, so please stay tuned for that.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we're about to get into one of those tracks as we speak.
Right now, we're going to play for you a track by tonight's special guest, Rinaldo Price. So we're going to play that track, and then right afterwards, we're going to bring him in and have his interview. Thanks again, V.
All right.
Peace
All right,
out.
Stay tuned.
It's your boy Rinaldo, and this is that song that I told y'all I was going to dedicate to you. You already know what I'm talking about, because I messed up. Yeah.
I'm not ready to let you go. No, I'm not ready to stay you home. No, I'm not ready to let you go. No, girl, I want you back. Girl, I want you back.
else's name.
Not being disrespectful, it was just a simple mistake, babe. I don't wanna lose you, girl, I need to have you right here. Girl, just wait a minute, let's talk about it now. Remember when we would go walking in the park? Remember the things we did with clothes dark in the dark? Trying to walk away from the best I ever had. Girl, you know I need you, so it's gonna make me sad. I've been waking up all night thinking about you. Driving through the city thinking about my baby. Baby, please don't leave me. Walking in the park after dark, you and I. Take it to the movies, hold each other tight. We be making love till the morning light. I hope that you're feeling me. I hope that you hear me. I was never meant to be the one to play the silly game. You know that I'm crazy about you. The way we were when you were here with me. Say I miss the way we were when you were here with me.
Share my family and introduce people to Ronaldo Price and what I got going on. So I want to just tell you guys thanks for the opportunity. It's definitely a blessing. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's the pleasure is all ours. Welcome
exactly.
To PD Radio. I see you on Twitter. You're doing your thing. I'm like, I need to check this guy out, see what's going on. You know,
oh, yeah.
And I like what I saw. So it's like, we need to get him on the show. And here you are.
I appreciate it. I'm grinding. I'm trying to get it. I'm glad I was... to catch you guys' attention.
Oh, yeah, I see you. Now, you're originally from Louisiana, but I recently saw online, did you just make the big move to ATL?
Yeah, I just made the big move to Atlanta. I've been coming here for years, but, you know, I just made the move.
Okay.
But I am originally from Louisiana.
Is that a career move?
Yeah, it's a career move. It's, yeah.
Okay. How's it working for you so far?
I mean, it's going great. I have a I've been coming to it for like 5 years as far as networking and recording, but I just wanted to make the move because it's kind of like, you know, to get where you want to go, you got to be where it's at. And we all know Louisiana is the music, you know, the music capital of the South, you know.
Right, right. Okay, well, you definitely did your thing with that, so you are where you need to be. Now, tell us about your EP titled A Man Like Me. Is it already out? Is it coming soon? What kind of music can we look forward to, and what's your sound on the MP, on the EP?
Well, as far as my EP, A Man Like Me, I mean, it's definitely exclusive for the ladies. I always try to go back into the lane as far as the real, true soul R&B music. My single Forever is available on iTunes and also Amazon. I'm going to be dropping my EP. It's going to be in May, right before the summer. Everybody can definitely expect some great music. I mean, some great bangers. I'm working with Mr. Greg Charlie out of Atlanta. And for y'all, most of y'all who don't know him, he didn't work with the best from 702 to Whitney Houston to Gerald LaVert. So you can just imagine what the sound is going to be like. You know, we really took this thing to a whole other level as far as building all these tracks from ground up. So it's going to be something special for the ladies. Definitely.
All right. Okay. Do you write your own lyrics?
Yeah, I do write my own lyrics. My producer, Greg, we work together on some joints, but, you know he's been my mentor as far as making everything happen. Everything
goes
together, so
I'm
excited about that.
Okay. Well, what is your creative process? What inspires your mood to create?
Life situations, things that I've been through. I mean, like, my music, it's kind of like I was saying earlier, as far as the lane I'm doing, you know, you don't really have any more Jello Verts or Teddy P or Luke.
My music...
I write from experience. We all done at least had our heart broke. We all done been in love. We in love. You know, we just experienced a lot of things. So I try to write from that aspect because of what I done been through. And I feel like if I done been through it, you know, we all done been through things because we all human. You know, that's what really just give me that creative process. And after we go in the studio, there's hardly anything ever in my mind. We get in there, we hit a track, and we go hard. You know, I mean, 15 or 16 hours on one song. It's crazy.
Wow. Okay.
You know.
So you definitely go hard for your
craft.
That's what I'm
talking
about. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's my gift of God, so I mean, I got to give 150%. I have to.
That's good to hear.
I've been doing it all my life. My dad and my mom sing. I grew up in church as far as music, even in band, so. I mean, you're talking to somebody who, I don't do it for the money, I do it for the passion, because I know when you do it for the right thing, the money going to follow.
Exactly.
There it is. Love it. And you spoke about Gerald LaVert. You know, you are such a cutie, Ronaldo. I have to tell you, you have that junior Gerald LaVert thing going on over there. So,
I just did a show Sunday hosted by Bill LaVert, and I got that a whole lot. They were like, man, you know, my name is Jella Verk. Well, I'm like, I appreciate it, but I get that a whole lot.
I'm feeling that vibe there. You know, I know you have your own sound, but you definitely have that little, you know, that GL thing going on.
that's Jella Verk. I mean, it don't really get no better than that, so that's a good compliment.
I'm trying to tell you. That's right. Can you remember the first song you sang that made people take notice of your talent? And can you remember how old you were?
I was in church, and I sung My Soul Has Been Anchored. And when I sung that, it was really like the Holy Ghost just overtook everything. And then I was like, I really want to do this music thing. And that's when I, you know, just going through high school, being in different competitions, going American Idol auditions. It was always in me, but around about 8-9 years old, when I sang my first solo, ever since then, I knew what I wanted to do.
Wow, at 8 or 9, you knew then.
Oh, yeah,
this
in church.
This is what you wanted to do.
I knew. And I started taking it to my level probably about 7 years ago. And I was I watched Ruben Studdard on TV, actually, for American Idol, and it's the guy that is true. And I told my dad, I said, I'm going to American Idol audition. He said, what? I said, I'm going. I went, and just seeing my drive, I mean, you're talking to the guy who, I slept outside 2 days on the concrete just to get a chance to audition. You know, I slept outside in the parking lot in San Francisco, California, just to get a chance to audition. You know, so I'm home. The drive is definitely good.
Wow. So when was that? When were you on Idol?
Well, I went audition for American Idol in 2003, in May, actually. And I went to the auditions in San Francisco, California. I actually made it to the second round, which is the round that's not shown on TV, but I stopped singing. I mean, I stopped singing because I messed up. And I should have kept going, but, you know, I didn't know the things then that I know now. But
right.
It was a great experience. I mean, I learned a whole lot, and it just takes drive to really get it, you know, because where I'm from in Louisiana, we don't have opportunities like that come. They might come once every 2 or 3 years.
Right.
You know, I'm one of the guys that's hungry to go make everything happen. I feel like, man, you gonna catch a bus for 3 days? But I love my music. And, you know, to get something, you got to work hard at it. That's how I was raised.
And that's why entertainers like you will go far, because you definitely have that drive and that passion for it. It's not like you don't expect it to just come easy and fall in your lap. So, you know, respect
you
to you on that.
Hard. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's right.
It definitely takes hard work. It takes hard work to really get here. I feel like, man, you got these shows going on. I tell them, it's a life behind lights, camera, and action. It don't just happen overnight. You got to go where the people at. To get where you want to be.
There it is.
They're not about to leave New York to come to a town for 5,000, 10,000 people. They might, but 9 times 10, they're not. But you got to go where they are.
You're right.
And what makes
you
different?
Have to go where they are.
Man, you got to work hard on another man. So, you know, just work hard and put God first, most important. And I know with that, everything will be okay.
There it is. Love it. You also been on the Apollo and BET, is that correct?
Yeah, I went on. I was with my teacher. I went to Apollo, the auditions actually in Atlanta. It was, I want to say, probably 1999. Between 1999 and 2001, I went out there. Like I said, it was a great experience as far as auditions. I had made the first cut with that too, but like I said, I didn't know the things then that I know now. So now I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Now you're ready.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Who are some of your musical influences?
Jamie Foxx, Drew Hill.
Okay.
I mean, really, Drew Hill and Jamie Foxx, but I love Jamie Foxx. I mean,
Jamie has an amazing voice.
And that's true, and he can really sing live. He can play piano.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yep.
That's me. Like, I don't really need music. Like, if somebody tell me sing right now, you better feel me right now just like you'll feel me on my tracks, because I have that talent within.
Okay. Wow. Well, you obviously have a voice that people are taking notice of. You're making big moves to reach your full potential. You've had the opportunity to open up for various artists. Tell us about that and who you've worked with.
I had a chance to open up for Monica, Lord. Also, Candace from Atlanta Housewives, she had an all-white birthday party in Louisiana. Shout out to MJ Productions for that, which is one of my good friends. And, I mean, it just was it was definitely a blessing. Last Saturday, I opened up for Alexis Spike, the runner-up for Sunday Best. That was truly the greatest experience. You know, shout out to her. She have a great, great voice. Just this past Sunday for All-Star Weekend, I had a chance to do a show hosted by Vivica Fox.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. How was that?
It was great. I mean, action-packed. I mean, ladies was definitely in the building. It really showed me love. R&B music. You know, I mean, it was that grown and sexy crowd. Like, I like to, you know, I'm going to go out and get me a female. You don't know nobody going through, so I like for people to know who I am. But it was, it was definitely a good show. I got some good things coming up, like some major things coming up before May. I'm going to just say some major, major shows from New York to Jersey, and I got some stuff in Atlanta out here that's actually about to go down. So I've been talking to a few
okay.
labels, a few record labels, getting a few combos. So I'm grinding. I'm grinding hard.
I see that. I see that.
That's
love
right.
it. I saw the video where you were singing Happy Birthday to Atlanta Housewife Candy. Now, how did that happen? I know you were at her party, but you're actually serenading her Happy Birthday. What was her reaction afterwards? Like, that was crazy.
She was like, you can sing. She said, you can definitely sing. That show, it was like I said, it was a party hosted by her. My good friend,
mm-hmm.
MJ Productions, once again, who did the show. Me and a guy named DeAndre from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We
mm-hmm.
knew we were going to have a small performance. I didn't know that I was going to sing Happy Birthday to her. I didn't know that. But that it made me feel great to know, man, this is somebody we see on TV who's been around for years. I actually got
right.
a chance to come out and sing Happy Birthday to her. And the thing about it, I blew it out of proportion. And you look at the YouTube video, and you just know, just like, you know, you can look at her reaction like, man, you know, he got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So,
I saw that. I saw it. You know, you can sing happy birthday to me anytime, Renata. No.
I got you. I got you.
Actually, you know, my birthday is coming up in April. So, you know, if I get that birthday call with that happy birthday song, I won't be mad at you. I'm just putting it out there, you know.
I tell you what, that's my word. You would definitely get a call from me, and I will do a special birthday song for you.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. Now, what avenues have you used to promote yourself? Do you feel like in today's, because, you know, today the industry, I feel personally, is overpopulated. What do you do to make yourself stand out, and how do you promote yourself? And do you think self-promo is the key today?
That's a great question. Well, as far as me, what Ronaldo do himself, I mean, first and foremost, Twitter's a great thing. Facebook is great. I mean, the social network is just phenomenal. But I really think a lot of people has really changed from the old days. See, as far as me, my CDs, I keep them with me. You know, when I approach people like me, hey, how you doing, ma'am? How you doing, sir? My name is Ronaldo. I'm an R&B artist from Louisiana. This is what I got going on. True music, true soul music. Check it out. That's kind of my approach, what I use now, because there's nothing wrong with Facebook. There's nothing wrong with Twitter. There's nothing wrong with emailing. But see, when you look right in the eyes, and your approach, your appearance,
there it is.
You have to be on point. And that's how I get most of my fans. Like, I'm in Atlanta right now. Tomorrow, I'm in the streets. I'm at the gas station. I'm at the mall. You know what I mean? Like, I got a shout out to my partner, Live Alive in Louisiana. He's keeping me on deck with the CDs. But as far as me, that's my main thing as far as promotion. You have to let people know who you are and what you got going on, because like a phone call, or like I say, emailing, you only can go so far. People have to know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, who you are within. You know, like I met people Sunday, they'll never forget about me, because man, Renaldo, you did a great sign that too, and I appreciate y'all. I interacted with the crowd. You know, how you like the show. You know, what you think I should change. And that's how people always know who you are.
That personal connection definitely makes the difference, I believe. You know, because like you said, you can hit people up online all day, and, you know, they see it and hear it all day. But if you make that personal connection with the listener, and they can feel your presence, I think that goes a lot farther, you know.
Correct.
Getting where you want to be and having them become a fan.
Right. It does. And, like, you know, it's all in your approach. Like, I knock nobody who sells CDs, because I get a lot of people, once they hear me, they're like, man, how much it cost? But like me, I got something for everybody. I try to leave a situation for you not to tell me no. Because I have promotions. Look, man, check this out. And a lot of times, they put it right in. And when they hear it, like, my whole thing is to captivate your attention within the first 15 seconds.
That's important.
I got you now. Yes. Right. I got you now. I'm like, okay, man, this guy can sing. Now I know you're going to listen to the other tracks on my CD now, because I got you with that first hit.
Right.
So that's my way of really, you know, social network is good. It's a great thing, but like I said, you got to be out in the streets, you got to be in the mall, you got to be at the gas station, you got to let people know what's going on. And me personally, when I meet people, it's kind of like, when you sing, the first thing they'll do, well, sing something for me. I'm going to put that Luther Vandross on you, me.
Oh, that was in Louisiana.
There you go.
You're going to feel me because everybody can't sing Luther.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I might have to ask you to give us a taste, you know what I mean? You know, just to...
You know, I mean, I'm just saying,
I don't
want to put you on the spot, but, you know, if you're willing to do a little something, a little 30-second, you know.
I mean, I could do that right now. It's no problem.
I mean,
I'm always ready.
Well, the floor is yours, Ronaldo. I mean, take it away.
All right. Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again. Baby, 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 oh, baby, yeah. I love you. I really do. Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy.
Your voice is incredible. That was beautiful.
I appreciate
and
that.
And I love the fact, I love that you were just willing to get on and sing. Because a lot of times people say, you know, I'm a singer, I could do this. You tell them to sing something, oh, I can't right now, you know, my voice. No, you did it on the spot and you killed it. That was awesome.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna tell everybody, and to even all the listeners, one thing about me, and it's not bragging, it's the truth. I can have a cold. I'm gonna give it to you raw and uncut on the spot. I want you to call me again. I want you to interview me again. I don't want you to ever forget who I am. So I mean,
oh,
like
we can't
I say,
forget
with Luther,
you.
With Luther, you can't go wrong. With Gerald, you can't go wrong. You know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I think we have a caller on the line. Let's see if they have a question for Ronaldo. So let's bring him in, Black.
All right, let's do it. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, this is Thor. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, baby.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks for calling in to PD Radio. All right.
Yeah, man. It's my boy Ronaldo, man. Shout out, baby, way from the South Side. You heard me. Sound good as a bitch, my nigga.
That's that love right there.
I'm glad
that's
you saw
that love.
That's all right. He's at home, boy. I went to school. He's one of the guys who I played in band with. I mean, grew up with. Going to get haircuts together on Thursdays. I mean, we, you know, we was in a singing group together. We grinded
wow.
hard.
Okay.
That's when he won the cooking barbers in Barry and Louis. So y'all ever down there, y'all got to make sure I go check him out. But I appreciate the love.
Okay.
For real.
Well,
that's
love,
that
man.
Loyalty right there. I love it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's my big homie right there, for real.
So
well,
did you just call
bro.
Up to give him a shout-out, or do you have a question
yeah,
for him?
Yeah, just a little shout-out, man. Just a little shout-out, showing some support to my family, you know, and all that. Like you say, we go way back, man, you know. You came back
all
and
right.
see something. I just got the mid text. So I was like, let me give my boy a shout out. Yeah, man. Come on,
right. Yeah. Right.
Love
right.
it. All right.
Bro.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
What?
We really
appreciate
you calling.
For sure.
All
appreciate
right.
It,
I love
PD
it.
PD Radio. We had another.
That's
we had another
what I'm
caller, but
about.
I think we lost him. Yeah, we have some more people calling in for you, I saw, but I think their calls got dropped, but maybe they'll call back again. If you want to call up and shout out to Ronaldo Price, the man with the golden voice, call us up at 646-478-3599. Black, I'm going to pass it over to you. What you got for Ronaldo over there?
Oh, man, you know, I have a quick question. I want to get into, like, your creative side. Is there an instrument that you... that you love, that you prefer overall, maybe it's a flute, piano. Is there an instrument that just takes you to the next level when you hear it? It's like, you know, that harmony to you where you just have to come out and let loose?
I love the piano. The piano, man, I'm going to tell you, it's just that ballad. It's just that instrumental, that romantic type feel.
Right.
I love the piano.
Mm.
Absolutely love it. I just need somebody to play keys with me. And I'm going to feel that. And I might give you a whole 10-chapter book.
Wow.
For real.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking. We have another. We have a caller calling in, so we're gonna switch it over, and we're gonna bring them
in. All right. Just bring them in.
It's Petey Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Shay calling out of New York. And my man Ronaldo Price, love, baby.
Uh oh.
All what's right. Up?
That's my big homie right there. We got fitness about to do. Yeah,
all right. You got the major love going on, Ronaldo. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Well, yeah,
you just
one of my
called up to
right
shout
there.
Him out?
Yeah, I'm shouting him out and letting him know we're getting ready to roll. He know what it is. He know what it is.
I want to roll. I want to roll. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
always trying to jump into something.
Different.
Okay.
So
all right.
He know he getting ready to pop off. He just got to keep on doing what he's doing, and he's doing it.
I appreciate you, homie. Glad you're able to give me a call. Well, I already know you show love. I already know you're one of my good people out there in New York. So
hey.
I wasn't surprised. I knew you were going to call in, definitely.
You know you got
wow.
It. Wow. Get ready to hit
the
people.
The love is crazy.
Let them call in. They know what it is.
That's
already.
What I'm talking about.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you in a minute. One.
All right.
All
thank
right.
You so much for calling in to PD Radio.
That's what it is.
All right.
We have another caller calling in.
Let's take another call.
Let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I think they bounced out.
I'm here in Atlanta.
Hello, hello. Welcome to PD Radio. What's your name?
I'm J Rock. I'm from J Rock Records and Entertainment.
J Rock.
All right.
What's up
okay.
There, my man, Renato? I'm only going to be here a short time, man. I just wanted to show a little love, bro. And you know
wow.
How we do it here today. And I'm actually here in the studio right now. So, Ronaldo, you know, best of luck, bro. Much love to you, my brother. And I'll see you shortly, bro.
Definitely. Well,
wow.
You know what, I'll get the call not late tonight, tomorrow for sure, and we'll better all hook up and chop it up. I definitely appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks for taking the time to call in. Thank
not
you.
Not a problem. You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
You
wow, Ronaldo.
Yo, yo.
You getting the love from everywhere.
I'm global.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm trying to
stop
get out
the
crazy.
Off for you. We
no
get to say
work.
We had you here on PD Radio first. That's
right. Right.
Right. And the one thing we can say about, I'm telling you, PD Radio, we will, it's family. We done, we
that's
made
right.
Our connection. It's family now. So we will
that's
support
right.
You to the end, brother. I'm telling you. So
to the
keep
end.
Doing what you're doing. Keep doing what
so
you're doing.
So whatever you're working on, Ronaldo, you know, you let us know. And you got a home here. It'll be played here because, you know, we're fans of yours. We
I
love what you're doing.
That.
So your music has a home here for you all the
right.
Time.
Right.
Before we let you go, I do want to know, Ronaldo, are you looking to dabble in any other forms of entertainment or is your heart strictly with the music?
My heart is strictly with the music, but, you know, I kind of want to get into, like, the business side of the music maybe here or later because I know the struggle trying to make it. I know the struggle trying to get the right person to hear you out. So I definitely
right.
Want to get more on the business side of it. Like I say, you know, where I'm from, man, it's not like New York. We can't walk down 42nd and Broadway and walk on University. You know, you got to try to afford a plane ticket, then try to afford a hotel room, then try to afford a taxi cab, then try to afford something just to get heard. And you may
exactly.
Not get heard. So I know that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I know that struggle of getting on that plane and like, man, I got to get here. I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all, and this might motivate whoever listening tonight. I'm not ashamed to say it because it's a God and it's true. You, everybody, y'all talking to an artist right now. I never forget. They had an audition in New York, and I had a Buick that was in my mama's name. I want y'all to listen to me good. I let the car insurance drop on my car just so I can get there. And that's the truth. I'm talking about less money that I've needed. To do
wow.
Just to get a chance. That's our home ground, for real.
Man,
yeah, that's,
see?
That's real talk. That ain't no lies. That's the truth.
That is the truth. And a lot of artists today don't realize that's what it takes when you have a true passion for it. You know, it's not overnight. No one's going to hand it to you. You have to grind hard for it, and you're definitely doing that. So respect to you, Rinaldo.
And I appreciate
man, I am loving you.
I appreciate
this
it.
This PD is loving you. Well, we're going to, you know, we want to thank you, Rinaldo. We don't want to take up too much more of your time. Thank you so very much for calling in tonight. And we're going to get into another one of your tracks, another hot track of yours. But before you go, Rinaldo, you have to let the listeners know.
Okay.
What station brings you the best and independent artists in that throwback music? You got to let them know, Rinaldo. Who is it?
Everybody who's listening, everybody who want to know, everybody want to hear the real music, you got to check out PD Radio. Live in New
there
Jersey.
There it is.
That poetic design is going down. No other, no color, no which way, 24/7. It's that's right. And I got
there
another question for you guys. Before
well,
I know,
yes.
I got a quick question. Can I just give out a few shout outs? I'm not going to ask some
oh,
more calls and everybody couldn't get in, but
of course.
Before I got to give a shout out to Edge Entertainment in Houston, my producer, Greg Charlie. I got my own personal chef. I know you probably called in. His name is Slim, but Mark Fields Catering. Also, my homie Big Mike and Brewley. I'm just Tucker, Lil One, my good partner Lil Ray. It's hard for everybody, but if I miss somebody, I apologize. And I know one thing, I can't forget about listening, because I will never hear the end of it. But, you know, everything is going good. I'm just trying to shout out everybody, my girl Whisper, and Tennessee also, Greg Charlie in Atlanta, Teddy Bishop here in Atlanta, Thor, Dick, Big Mike, I'm probably going to say the same name again, Daniel, my first cousin, like a brother to me. But
right.
Also calling, Brewley, my homegirl. I know she's probably only listening right now. You probably back in Washington and get picked up, but I know y'all only got a certain time. But Linnell, Brittany, like I said, Edge Entertainment, I appreciate everybody for real. And y'all,
right.
I got some hits about to come for y'all. And in May, it's game time. I'm about to take over
I'll
that
hear
album,
that.
So y'all can hear his name again. And for anybody who
Rinaldo
is
Rinaldo Price.
Right. I got one more thing. For anybody who listening, I'm one of them artists. I don't think I'm listening to that. My number is 404-665-7396. You need any questions, any hooks, let's get it.
I love it.
I ain't this TV, like, you know, like I can't talk on the phone. 404-665-7396. Get at me, 24/7, because I grind. You don't shine and you don't grind. So let's get it.
Oh, man, I love you.
Don't get no
realer
than that, baby.
You don't get no realer than that. This man is giving out his number, you guys. So
that's
if you
right.
want to work, if you want to work with an incredible artist, you better hit him up. Rinaldo Price, 404-665-7396.
Yeah.
Rinaldo, thank you so very much for calling in tonight.
You
were such a...
I definitely appreciate it. I'm sorry, PD. I got one more thing. I got to shout out my homie, D. Nelson, my homie, Basin Street Diamond, Tampa Mystic with Tampa Mystic Radio, my homie, Relic in New York. Like I said, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's two
right.
people. That, like, I met them out there in Florida, and I had to shout them out.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know how when you're trying to hit everybody, it just slipped your mind.
That's how it is.
I understand.
Relic is one of my big homies out there in Rhode Island. In Staten Island, he making a lot of big things go down. My homie D knows me, Mississippi, Bay Street Diamond, Jody, Florida, Tampa Mystic. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did miss somebody, I apologize. But I try to miss everybody. And my big homie
apologizes.
Eddie Stark. Y'all be on the lookout for Eddie Starks, big rap off Flagler, Louisiana. LaWine, our boy got Kevin Gates. I mean, that's some of my homeboys. That's two of my good homeboys for real that's grinding, that's putting money behind their project. And my big homie, I got my own personal chef, Mark Pierce, my big homie. So y'all better look out for him. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we travel. We cook dinner live where I'm from. You know, we fried fish, bar, crawfish. You know how we do it. They go down.
Right, Rinaldo, I'm going on the road with you now.
Mm-hmm.
The
fishing. Oh, yeah, that's how we do it. Y'all got to check
him
out. That's how we do it.
All right. Let's give it up for Rinaldo Price, y'all. Thank you, my friend, for calling in. We definitely want to have you back on the show in May when that EP drops. Most definitely.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
All right. Good talking to you. You have a good night.
You too. You
keep the grind alive, baby.
That's right. Keep the grind alive.
Will do. Oh, yeah.
All right. Good night.
Have a good one.
P-Radio. This is for the radio. 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 This is for my dream girl.
I'm in my zone. To me, I'm liking everything I see. And girl, you got it just what I wanted. No need to doubt it, don't think about it. Tonight is on me. So tell me what you're thinking. Now let's get it poppin'. No need to stop it. Whatever you want from me, you know it's guaranteed. All you gotta do is ask me.
The way you're losing it, the way you drop it low.
Have another drink, girl, I'm in my zone.
What's going on, people?
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just dealing with this cold weather out here, but everything is good.
All right, all right, all right. Did you hear the interview with Rinaldo Price?
I didn't hear the interview, but I just tuned in and I heard the song, and he's got a great voice. He's like a mixture between, like, he's got that nice deep sultry voice like Jaheim, you know what I'm saying? He got a he works with something right now.
It has some real, it has
that
real
now that
story,
you
doesn't?
Say it, yeah. Mm-hmm. As you say it, I did hear a hint of Jaheim. I hadn't thought about that. He sure does. A little touch of that in there.
Yeah,
but he sung live, so you got to go back, Eargasm, and listen to the archives because he sung live.
Oh,
the voice is crazy.
You know, I'm going to tune in as soon as I do that. You know, I retweet that because y'all got the greatest guests on there. Y'all got some great indie talent.
Aww.
Always. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just want to say one thing.
Yo,
Black man, you got some heat, brother. Yo, bro, you got some heat, man. Gunshot, shot fired. I was like, wow, man, like you got some heat, man.
Yeah, I just put up a couple.
I know. I listened to it today, and I was like, yo, this is what's up, man. Like, for real, brother, you got some good talent. You got a nice, I can tell you, a musician, man. You got some good piano keys, some chords. I'm like, man, I got to get up on my, I got to brush up on my joint, man. Like, man, this brother right here, killing him, man. Killing him. Real talk, man. Real talk. I'm not trying to stroke your ego. Real talk, man. You a very talented brother, man.
Thanks, man.
Aw, that's nice.
That's
you know, he did
good
the intro and the outro for the show, Eargasm.
Wow.
He did that as well.
I didn't even know all that. Oh, wow, man. But you need to be doing some commercials and stuff like that, man. You really got talent for that.
He could do movie scores. I keep trying to tell him he don't listen to
Uh-oh.
Me, though. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Tammy, you need to really you need to be on a radio. You need to be a radio personality yourself. You got like you know what I'm saying. Y'all really got some. Y'all great combinate. The Wonder Twin powers activate, man. Y'all. Y'all killing them all day.
I'll take it. Thank you, Eargasm. That's nice
no
to
problem.
Hear. Thank you so
we
much.
Do a collab,
you know we
man.
Try our best. Yeah. You want to do a collabo?
Yeah, we got we gotta do a collabo, man. We gotta do something.
Yeah, listen, man. I was give you a little info on some of the stuff I did in the past, some of the artists I work with, man. And I know you definitely be on that, man. I'm trying to work out this new Miles Davis tribute album, man. We like in talks with Sony, and when if that comes in on there, I'm definitely gonna give you a call, man.
Oh, that's
wow. Fun, that's
thank
love
you.
Right there.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're one of our biggest supporters. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
No doubt. Just keep pumping out good music.
Oh, we're about to get right back into it right now. So, you know, make sure you stay tuned in and listen. And don't forget, Eargasm, go back and check the archives later and hear Rinaldo Price singing live. He's singing Luther, too. Crazy.
Oh,
you got to hear.
As soon as the show is over, I'm going back in there. And I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, he's not
all
just
right,
singing,
all
he's
right.
singing. He's singing, Lucy.
Yeah, he's singing.
You got it.
Wow.
That's
that
the
out.
Real deal right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thanks again for calling in. We're going to get back into the music before we close out the show, and we'll be talking to you later. Thank
no
you.
No doubt. I'll see you guys
right.
later.
All right.
PD Radio, let's get back into the music.
That's what I'm talking about. That's all love right there. All love.
All love.
Ooh, let me find my spot. It's hot tonight.
Earth, wind, and fire. Get away.
I'm with it.
Just a little thing you do.
new caller on the line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Kayla, and I'm calling from Platton, Louisiana.
Nice.
Hello,
hey, you
how are
you?
I'm fine. About to go to work.
Uh-oh.
All right.
That's right. Got to get it
That's
on.
That's right.
That's right.
Got to clock in. That's right. Who you want to give a shout-out to, darling?
To Ronaldo Price.
All right. That's the man right there.
The floor
that
is yours.
The man.
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh, yeah.
It is.
You know him personally, or are you just a fan of his music?
I know him personally, but I'm a big, big fan. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
What's
okay.
your favorite song of his?
quick. No, just kidding.
I mean, put you on the spot.
oh.
All of them, right?
All
you can't go wrong there.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for
All right,
calling
thank
up.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you so much for calling up PD Radio. I know Ronaldo will hear this and appreciate your shout out. So thank you very much, darling. And thanks
You're
for calling.
Welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Miss
Ronaldo
PD.
Got mad love tonight.
I'm loving it. I mean,
I'm loving it
his
too.
Support system, he can only keep going up. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to come back on the show.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be major because, as you see, people were calling from all over,
you know,
to shout him out. So, come on now, the support is there. That means people truly believe in his talent because they really didn't have to call in and say anything. So when you take the time to call up and shout out and show respect to an artist, that says a lot. So
that's right.
Yeah, respect to Ronaldo. Guys, it was another great show. I enjoyed myself tonight. I came into the show not feeling well. And, you know, the show gave me some life. It gave me some energy tonight. So I want to thank everybody who called in tonight, Miss Valencia and Eargasm. And very, very special shout-out to tonight's amazing guest, Ronaldo Price. Thank you so much, Ronaldo, for calling in. Wonderful, wonderful guest. Black, as always, thank you for another great show.
My
looking
pleasure,
it up
Ms.
with all
Kitty.
The bells
My
and
pleasure.
Whistles.
That's
yeah,
how we do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's how we get down.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
I want to give another shout-out to my big brother, Just Infamous. Birthday is around the corner, baby.
Happy
another
birthday,
year, baby.
Just.
A success. That's right. So, sending that love out to you, man. And, you know, 2013 is going to be a great year. So, keep it moving, baby.
Yeah. That's right. PD Radio, we're here for you every week, every Tuesday night. Y'all better log in every Tuesday night from 8 to 10. And join me, Miss PD, and my awesome co-host, Black. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell their cousin and their baby mama and her grandma and her great aunt Rosie. Yeah, you tell them all, check out PD Radio because this is where it's at.
You're
every tripping. Tuesday night.
So we're going back to Ben, Mr. Price, and we're going to take it out of here. So let's do it.
Here we go.
PD Radio.
up closer to me. I'm liking everything I see. And girl, you got it just what I wanted. No need to doubt it, don't think about it. Tonight is on me. So tell me what you're thinking. And let's get it poppin'. Ain't no need to stop it. Whatever you want from me, you know it's guaranteed. All you gotta do is ask me.
The way you're losing it, the way you drop it low.
Have another drink, girl, I'm in my zone.
The way you're popping it, drop it to the floor.
Oh, tell me what I gotta do to get you all alone.
Be my dream girl.
Dream girl.
Five long hair, brown night.
Brown night.
Two face, small waist, big,
big eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the way I like
oh,
it.
Oh, I like
the
it,
way
girl.
Be my dream girl.
Dream girl.
Five long hair, brown night.
Brown night.
Two face, small waist.
Better put some water on that damn shit.